Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Old Testament lesson is from Isaiah chapter 60. I'll read verses 1 and 2 again. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. This is the word of God, and dear people of God, living in the brilliant light of our Savior Jesus Christ. Over the holidays, our family watched a movie on DVD called The Finest Hours. Some of you may have seen it. It's a movie that was produced last year, but it was about an incident that took place in 1952. One of the greatest Coast Guard rescues ever to take place, and was off the coast of Cape Cod. A horrible storm had come up and had split a tanker ship in two. And this little Coast Guard cutter with three guys went out into the storm to rescue over 30 people who were survivors on this half of a tanker that was still there. They made it out to the tanker. They had all these guys climb on board this little Coast Guard cutter. They were just hanging on for dear life because the boat itself was almost sinking from the weight of all these people. And then they had to make it back to shore, but they didn't have a compass anymore. The communications were knocked out. There weren't any lights on shore because of the storm, knocked out all the lights. And so the townspeople came down to the shore of the ocean with their cars, and they turned on their car lights. And the little Coast Guard cutter was able to make it back and rescue all these people. A ray of light shining in a dark place can be a very welcome and reassuring thing. Isaiah actually addresses that very topic and theme as we think of this Epiphany theme involved in this portion of God's Word. Your light has come. It's a light that cuts through the darkness, the thick darkness that exists in this world. And it's also a light that ultimately will make our hearts swell and throb with joy because of what that light does for us and for our world. God says, arise and shine. He's speaking to the people of Israel. It's like an alarm clock going off. It's like a trumpet playing reveille early in the morning. He wants his people to wake up from their spiritual slumber. You see, they were in a lot of trouble, and it was self-inflicted. They had decided to ignore the word of God and to walk away from their Lord. They decided that they wanted to do things their own way and in their own time. And it was bringing horrible consequences into their lives. And so God in love sent his prophets, one of them was Isaiah, to come and warn the people and tell them that this could all change. That instead of having enemy nations come and overrun them and carry them off into captivity, that they could have a better result. But he wasn't only talking to the Israelites. He's talking about the darkness that's here in the entire world. He says, see, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. You and I look around us today and we see thick darkness. We see the darkness in this world, that horrible scourge of terrorism that's hurting so many people, causing people to lose their lives and live in fear. People who think that they can simply run their trucks through crowds of people and blow themselves up and take women and children as hostages, use them as shields and as slaves. And it's the thick darkness of a lack of respect for human life that's just hanging like a cloud over our earth today. We also see thick darkness in our own nation. Opioid abuse, the use and the abuse of legal and illegal opioid drugs killed in 2015 33,000 people. That's quadrupled in 15 years in our nation. In Chicago, 762 people were murdered. That's like two a day. That's more people than soldiers that died by enemy gunfire in the Spanish-American War. We see the darkness hanging not only in our nation and our world, but also within the visible church on earth. Back in the 1950s, only 3% of Americans said that they didn't have a relationship with an organized church, and today that number is pushing 25%. One of four don't have a religious affiliation. And of those that do, 36% say that they attend worship regularly. That's down from the mid-40s just a couple of decades ago. There is darkness. But the greatest evidence of darkness in this world is found right here, in my heart, in all of our hearts. It's a darkness that is there and that is shown, even though we think that we have a good relationship with God by nature. Even though we think that we're pretty good people by nature, we see that our consciences are screaming at us all the time. Our consciences remind us about the fact that we are often arrogant and that we think that our own ways of doing things are always the right way of doing things, and that our own opinions matter more than somebody else's opinions or matter more than God's word for that matter. We see that we make decisions that are based on self, and we often complain about things when we have so much already, and the darkness is there. The thick darkness, as Isaiah calls it, it's over me, it's in me, and it's destroying me. But God says, arise and shine. Your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. His glory appears over you. Get up, he says. The ignorance and the sin and the death is being pierced by the light of knowledge and of hope and of life. And all of this comes about through the coming into this world of the one who is the Son, the brightness of the Son, Jesus Christ. It is his life that is a substitute for our life. He's our mulligan in life. He's our do-over in life. You and I cannot fulfill the demands of God's law, and yet Jesus fulfilled every single one of them. You and I don't always do the things that God tells us to do, and Jesus always did them. We sometimes and frequently don't do the things that God, or do the things that God tells us not to do, and Jesus never did those things. And God says, I'll take that perfect life of Jesus and put it in your place. I will take his perfect life and exchange it for your imperfect life, and give you that as a gift. And so no matter how dark things seem to be in our lives, no matter whether it's physical or emotional or spiritual, Christ's light will always continue to shine on you. God's love is constant. He doesn't give it and take it back. He says, I want you to have this light. I will continue to shine into your life. And so as Christians, you are people living in the land of the midnight sun. Like the people who live near the Arctic Circle in the summertime in June, right? When the sun never sets, that's us. Christ's light shines on you because he loves you. But his light doesn't just shine on you. He wants that light to continue to shine to as many people as possible in this world. Nations will come to your light. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. Like lights in the small town football field shine out for everybody to see around them on an autumn Friday night. So also God says, the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ will shine out for all people to see, so that they can come to it and have what God wants them to have. And this is truly the epiphany, the revelation. When somebody is brought from the dungeon of darkness into the light of the light of Jesus Christ himself. And that's exactly what happened to the Magi, when they came to realize that Jesus was the King and Savior of all people. And that's what happened to you and to me when our parents brought us to the baptismal font and the Holy Spirit visited our hearts and brought us into the light of faith in Jesus Christ and changed our futures forever. And when this happens, not just to me, but to other people, God says, this will fill your heart with joy. You will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. Think of how our hearts would throb and swell with joy if, for example, many Muslims would come to hear about the forgiving love of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit believe in him as their Savior. Or Hindus, or agnostics, or atheists. What joy would fill our hearts and lives as people who were unbelievers became part of the family of Jesus Christ. What's your part of this? Well, you're the shepherds. You're the shepherds who have seen the Christ child and now are filled with this deep desire for everybody to know about the Christ child. You're the magi, the ones who brought their gifts so that the work of the Lord might be done. You're the angels. You're the ones who are willing to proclaim and be the messengers of a wonderful good news called the gospel so that all people might hear it and believe and by the work of the Holy Spirit be saved. People coming into the light of life in Jesus Christ doesn't normally happen by thousands of people at a time like it did one day on the day of Pentecost. It happens one person, one precious soul at a time. And that happens by Christians like you, caring people like you, paying attention to people around you in your life, to your family, to your friends, to your neighbors who are perhaps hurting or lost or confused or vulnerable or lonely or grieving or whatever it might be. And as you see them and know what they're going through, you can take this message and apply it in the right way at the right time. You can help them know that Jesus came for them and offers them hope and light and a future. And when the Holy Spirit works through your actions and through your words, I guarantee it that you, your hearts, will swell and throb with joy as you see people coming into the light and living in the warmth of the gospel and basking in the knowledge of a future that is eternally bright and never can be taken away. On Epiphany, which is January 6th, the people in Latin America celebrate the Day of Kings, El Día de Reyes, it's called, and they exchange gifts with each other to remember the gifts that the wise men, the magi, brought to Jesus. But you and I have the very best gift to give to anyone in this world. You and I have the gift of Jesus himself, Jesus who is the light of the world. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. The Apostles' Creed is found on page 41. We'll confess our faith using that.